This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. Audrey's trying to take Brendan's job, so he threw her out because she said, get away from me. You crazy blonde. This is SDORC Dirt Radio. She's back, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment, finally, after 13 years of doing radio with Audrey, she got an advertiser. Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In fact, I'm going to contact them Monday because I need a two-door Wrangler for my cousin's daughter. She does not want a four-door. She wants a two-door. Ooh. And I have a sneaky feeling they might have some in stock. So we'll be contacting them tomorrow.
Yep.
They're at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in the lovely El Centro. Go to ivodjr.com. They're open on Saturdays and Sundays, especially during the desert season. So if you have any kind of issues whatsoever, they're your one-stop shop. So check them out, Imperial Valley, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and thank you very much for all their support. Alpha Site Logistics, if you're out there and you're going to hold an event, they've got over 20 years experience with portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters. God, it takes 20 years to get your act together when it comes to a toilet. That's pretty good.
They are exceptional.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
You like sitting on their equipment?
I do. It's really clean. They have newer ones. They're nice inside there.
Do they have a bidet?
No. Oh. You don't want a bidet.
They have nice stuff.
Yeah. They have nicer.
You know, even the dumpster at the cleanup, it was
a
like
nice
fresh
dumpster.
It was freshly painted. It was clean. I mean,
new
you
logos.
Didn't.
Hey, wait,
and the restrooms are nice and clean.
Hold the phone. She has a third sponsor, RV in El Cajon. I guess they're a new RV dealership?
Yeah.
Have you gone down and checked them out?
I actually have not, but Rob and Krista, both of them.
1111 East Main Street in lovely El Cajon.
Yes.
Says My RV is an RV dealership serving El Cajon area. We know the kind of freedom. See, these are the kind of people that do this for a living, and they know what you, the off-roader, the camper, those types of folks need.
Yep.
So I would totally check these guys out. 619-938-4755. I don't see a website, but I'm sure there's one.
What do they do?
MyRV.com.
They rent them or do they sell them?
No.
They don't rent them.
Service and sale.
Yeah, service and sales.
Service and sales.
They do not rent them.
No, okay. But there's no business in renting because people that rent are stupid. Because they don't take good care of what they rent. You know, they just trash it. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've had more people trying to rent out their RVs to offset their and people that they rent to. You'd think that they're renting an apartment, and they just are terrible. So I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Sad. But I am definitely going to go down and check these guys out. All right, so we got Audrey and Ed in the house. Yeah, that was like 10 minutes of commercials. Good job, girl.
Got to pay
so
the bills.
Audrey is on sabbatical. She's been injured. She's broken 17 different ways, but she's going to come back stronger than ever. So all you potential advertisers out there, she's coming to see you. So
yes.
Be ready.
Exactly.
All right. So Lost Lizard right around the corner. You got
oh
a couple.
Oh, my God. In 2 weeks?
You got a couple prizes?
Yes.
Got a couple prizes?
I am so excited about the prizes that are coming in.
One of them you're going to put on KUSI TV next Saturday, right?
Yes. Yes, I've got a special segment just to show it off because I'm thoroughly impressed with the system.
Yeah, you finally got it all.
HPA Systems.
Yeah. Is that the air jack?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
That's the auto inflator and deflator. It comes with an air tank that auto inflates and deflates. So you can set it to a set. I want to go down to 12 pounds in my tire because that's a nice, decent.
But you don't have to sit there and watch it and watch it.
No, walk away, talk. It'll automatically do it. So it's not, you don't
And then
have
when
to,
you're done and you want to go back up to 35 or 40. 40, whatever you're running on the freeway.
It automatically deflates it up to it again. You don't have to sit there and watch it. You know how much? I usually spend a half hour sitting in a chair at each tire.
Staring at
sitting
it.
There. Yeah. So checking, at least a half hour, 45-minute process, because then the air compressor has to cool down afterwards.
And I didn't know it was coming with that bonus vehicle lift with the airbag. I had no idea.
I want to see how that works.
Yeah.
Well, it's all super easy. You hook it to the air tank, which you would use for the deflator and inflator, and it has little handles on it, and you can control it and just whatever high you want it.
Yep.
It's got a nice big bait. It's not light.
No.
It's a little on the heavy side.
It is a little on the heavy side.
But that's good because that plants.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you're talking a Pro Eagle, which is my absolute favorite brand, just so you know, it's the number one off-road brand, Pro Eagle Jacks. Right. And you're talking a Pro Eagle Jack, it's pretty big. The 3-ton jack, it's heavy. You got to figure out where you're going to mount it. You're going to figure out. The airbag jack's kind of similar. It's not as big, I think, because it deflates down.
Right.
And then folds up. So it's not as big as the Pro Eagle 3-ton jack. So to me, when you're, you know, running a trophy truck, when you're in your side-by-side, when you're in something else along those lines, you know, Baja Bug or something like that, it's a little bit less storage, a little bit less you have to worry about getting into.
And that's with the HPA.
Yes, HPA system. Yeah, their airbag jack. So.
Well, the guy that did it in his garage. Everything that you got was stuff he makes in his garage. So he's not a great big, you know, manufacturing corporation, but he's a big off-roader.
Yeah.
And I think price-wise, I think it's better than Eagle.
Yes. Yeah, price-wise, it's actually the same.
Oh, is it about the same price?
Yeah, it's actually the same cost. It's $299 for the airbag jack, and it's the same cost for an Eagle. Yeah. It's $299 for the 2-ton, but if you want the 3-ton, it's $399.
Well, so you can watch KUSI next Saturday, or you can come out to
Lost Lizard Off-Road.
Because I have a sneaky feeling you'll be displaying it, because people are going to want to see that thing do its thing.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Are there still tickets available?
On-site registration is available. It is not limited on-site.
Okay.
But the pre-registration online sales have already closed because we got to get our t-shirts have been ordered.
Right. What about people that just want to come and looky?
Everybody is welcome.
Is there a fee for just to come and look?
No. Nope.
So
everybody
just
is welcome to
throw
just
the
come
family
cruise
the
base camp. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Come down for the raffle that night, anything like that. The raffle's going to be at 5 o'clock. We have 3 food vendors. We've got specialty hot dogs, taco guy, and then rolling cones coming.
Okay. Next season, I got another one for you. And you and Ed and I will have to go down. It's called Barrio Dogs.
Ooh.
I was at the Padre game last Wednesday. OMG.
Really?
It was the bomb. They're really, really good. And you're right there in Barrio Logan.
Yep.
And they really want to get involved with the community. So I thought that'd be another one. I mean, we could have the other dog guy too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other dog guy has like super specialty hot dogs all the way to TJ
guys.
Dogs and the whole nine yards.
And use the crema.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Use the crema on it and all that.
Oh, it's really so good.
Yeah, I'm so hungry right now. But that's another story. But Lost Lizard's right around the corner, 2 more weeks.
Yes. I'm super excited. Imperial Valley Chrysler Deep Dodge Jeep Ram.
Are they coming next Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have 2 down. I don't know if it's going to be a Ram and a Jeep or 2 Jeeps, but they're going to have 2 vehicles for us on Saturday.
All right, good.
Napier Outdoors they create tents, and they have specialty custom tents.
Vehicle tents or tent tents?
Vehicle tents.
So the ones that are on the rack so you can flip and flop and fold and...
These are not on a rack.
Okay, so they're not in the bed of a truck.
This is the bed of the... Yeah, this goes into the bed of the truck or onto, like, the back of a Jeep or the back of, like, a Subaru.
So it has a racky thingy that the tent...
It's not a rack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not the one that you see where you're... It's a rooftop tent, which is what you keep thinking. This goes actually into the back of the bed of the truck.
Really?
And it's a tent on the back of the bed of the truck.
Are they going to display?
Yes. So I have 2 displays to display for KUSI.
You better get there at 4.
And then, I know, because I have to get it. That's why my husband's coming, so he can do all the work. Yeah. I'm broken.
Because you're broke.
I'm broke because I can't set anything
up. Get there at 4 in the morning.
So I have Krista coming to work the jack, and I've got my husband's going to set everything else up for me.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I got a feeling Ed's got some news. No? No news?
Of course we got some news to talk about. I'm just interested in this air jack.
Wait till you see it. You'll be blown.
Is it all soft, or does it have like a hard top?
Oh, no, it has the hard top, but the bottom is, it's airbags.
So the bottom is
an airbag.
You ever see an airbag
and
on
then
a semi?
And the center of it pops
up. Yes, I have.
That's what it is. It's a big rubber airbag and with a bottom, a solid bottom and a solid top. I think it's got a rubber pad on top, and you just slide it underneath there.
And it just... It's like a cylinder?
Yeah, well, it's like an airbag. See, you don't think about airbags. You got to hang out with the lowrider community.
I need to.
I know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you, as soon as I can turn the page, Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning, another new sponsor, the Ashley family in Lakeside. Fire and Ice HVAC Company was established in 1983 and has been family-owned and operated since marking 2023 as a 40-year supporting HVAC industry. Their operating zone borders from Oceanside to Escondido to Julian. And most of the large San Diego counties, from inspection to service, to install, maintenance, commercial, residential, free to the door, no trip charge, fuel charges, just pay for work performed. Can't ask for anything better than that. Discounts on repairs for seniors and military, free second opinion on another company's repair quote, Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 1-800-400-FIRE, that's 3473. Or just go to fireandicehvac.com. And our good buddy Wayne Miller, tire and wheel alignment, brake, shock, suspension, tranny, radiator, oil changes, and a whole lot more. 619-596-2800. Wayne's been with us since day one, and we can't thank them enough. So everything from a golf cart tire to a semi tire, Wayne Miller is there for you. Mark that on your dash.
Yeah.
Did we get something from Fire and Ice for the Lost Lizard?
Fire and Ice Heating and Air in Lakeside. Justin got us a projector screen, and a microphone system to with it. So when you are this is a raffle prize for the event. So a lot of off-roaders, you're out there with your family. You have a big group of people. We do outdoor movies. We hang up just a white sheet, and we have a projector screen. This is actually a really nice. It actually has a stand, and it's a full-on like screen
really?
That I think it opens up to like a 10x10 screen.
Wow.
With this big projector. The projector is like $1,000 for the projector.
Alone?
Yeah, alone. The screen was like $200 and then, it was $300. And then there's a microphone system for you two to talk.
If anybody wins it, they don't have to explain all the stains on the sheet. How cool is that? I think that would be the prize I'd put my name on.
Yes, that one's going to be a bucket prize. It's super awesome. I would love it for our
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you're really getting high. I mean, seriously, all seriousness aside, you're really getting some high dollar raffle prizes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to start to make TDS look bad.
Wayne Miller did us $1,000 in tires, four-wheel parts. Wait, yesterday.
$1,000 in tires?
Well, that's two tires.
It's towards your choice of tires.
So if you have your daily driver
that needs it, then it can go to your daily driver. Wow. If you need side-by-side tires, it can go to your side-by-side.
Right,
you
whatever.
Need tractor tires. Whatever tires Wayne Miller offers, it's $1,000 towards the tires of your choice.
That's a lot of tires.
That's a lot of tires.
I mean, good tire. $1,000?
Yes.
You're making Squeaky all excited over here.
I know.
His Suzuki needs tires.
Yeah, we don't get to partake in the raffle.
I know.
Of course not.
Do I get to? Yeah, you can. You're not a board member.
Oh, okay. It's just,
you're not putting on the event.
Okay. All right. Just double checking.
Yeah. So we also have a couple of different other ones coming in too. Ed Hansen did a fun basket for 21 and up. We'll just leave it at that. We've got South Coast RV doing a custom hitch and a couple of other things for us. They've pulled in actually a lot from their sponsors coming from South Coast RV. K Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, did all of our kids' prizes. So we have our 30 kids' raffle prizes that were all there. And then SDRC did our regular bicycles. We have three sizes of bicycles like usual. Mm-hmm. And then SDRC did a 50cc dirt bike, which is California legal. And then we did a 125 dirt bike.
Okay, you know another one you can do?
California legal for teenagers.
You know another one you can do? Huh. And I know this is going to sound a little boisterous, but a co-host on SDRC Dirt Radio.
For one of the...
A prize could be come into the studio and tell us about your off-roading.
I've gotten as much as $1,500 to $2,000 on a raffle to come in.
Wow.
Like an auction?
Well, because what you and I don't think anything of it because we're here.
We do it all the time.
But people that have never been on radio that would like to come in and sit in a 50,000-watt... you know, station, especially KCBQ that's been around forever.
I tell people I'm on KCBQ and they're like, I listened to KCBQ when I was a kid.
So do a one sheet. Just do a one sheet and then put a logo, SDRC, Dirt Radio, and then put it in front of a bucket, let people see if how many people put who knows.
Yeah, yeah. I will definitely do that. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And it doesn't and I won't charge you.
That would be great.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
That would be great.
Well, there, that's a real closing.
Yeah, it can go towards therapy. Point. How's that?
Oh, thank you. I need lots of physical therapy.
Yes, you
right
do.
Now.
You're broke.
I'm so broken.
Yes.
Rhino USA donated some trash bags, a recovery rope, and a couple other things. Chupacabra Off-Road came in, and they've got a bunch of different product, side-by-side mirrors that, because they don't come with mirrors to see behind
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think should be like mandatory. That's not mandatory.
Really?
Yeah.
No mirrors?
No, they don't come with
that's
mirrors.
That's kind of weird.
You have to install your own rear view mirror and your own side mirrors.
Really?
So that's not something that comes included in side by sides. So Chupacabra is sending us a few of
that's
those.
That's an awesome gift.
Yeah. We have Wise Ox, which gave us $250 for gourmet meat out of the butcher shop. EPI Performance sent us some things, Red Horse, Braille batteries. We've got two batteries. Rough Country did an LED light bar and a couple other things for us. Mastercraft with their totes. Ed Hansen's mufflers. San Diego Outback 4x4 gave us some cash, so we'll have some cash prizes. RZ masks, razor masks. So those are like if you have open face helmet and not a full closed helmet, and you're riding in a big group in the dunes or, you know, just even in Ocotillo Wells, you kick up a lot of dirt and dust. It's part of what is an issue when you have a big group of riders. It gets really hard to see. It's a safety concern. Also, breathing, because a lot of people, it makes my asthma really bad. I always have to wear a face mask. So there's these specialty ones almost have like the N95 built in.
Really?
Yeah. So they're razor. It's called RZ masks. And they sent us 300 masks for this event. Yeah. So we'll have those to hand out as well. F&L Racing Fuel gave me three gift certificates for 2 5-gallon bales of racing fuel per three each of the three certificates. So I think that's like, what, 150 each certificate?
Wow.
I just bought race gas for my vintage race bike. It was $95 for 5 gallons.
Oh, so it's $200 a gift certificate because you get 2 5-gallon pails for...
It was a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
I need
awesome.
That for that bike, I need
so
it.
So that's F&L Racing Fuel. Howie Steering Performance, How Performance out of Lakeside. They gave us a couple of gift certificates and some cash. Baja Designs gave us three $100 gift certificates. Duncan Racing gave us some service gift certificates. Four Wheel Parts gave us $1,000 in product and $1,000 in gift certificates. So I'm pretty sure we got a winch and something else from them.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah, yeah. They give us winches every year. ORW, we're picking up on next week. So that's
do we know what? Or is it a surprise?
It's a surprise. I don't know yet. Lifestyle Garage. So you kept talking about the roof rack tent.
Right.
Lifestyle Garage gave us a roof rack tent for, you know,
that's
either
a prize?
Yeah, roof rack tent. And that has, that goes on the back of the truck. It gets mounted and then it's actually.
And like, then when it folds down, it's there.
It's just there.
You don't have to take it mounted. Off.
You don't have to take it off. You just fold it back up and re-zip it into its thing on the top of the truck and seal it in. So that's pretty awesome. And that's a big one. We got to get out there. Brute force covers. Did you know it's illegal to have drive down the road and not have your light bar? If you've got a light bar installed on your Jeep or your truck,
the lights have to be covered.
The lights have to be covered on your light bar. Did you know it's actually California law that you have to have it covered?
I did know that.
And the fine is not $5.
If somebody's coming the other direction with their headlights, the reflectors make it blinding. Mm-hmm. It's actually an unsafe thing.
Right.
Because we got a light bar a few years ago donated, and it came out that you have to cover them if you're driving around.
Right.
Yeah. So brute force covers has been a multi-year sponsor of SDORC. We recommend brute force covers. So they gave us a couple of different LED light bar covers, different sizes, and then a couple of winch covers. So I'm excited for that.
And I'm sure if you win something and it doesn't fit your light, you can take it in and replace it with a light cover that fits your lights.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Possibly.
Yeah, all you gotta do is ask them. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's a possibility. Although Albo Racing every year gives us tires for a quad, an ATV. Mm. Okay. And every year people put theirs in and then they didn't realize it's for ATV and they thought they were getting their vehicle tires or something like that. So then they go and try and get the cash or something. I feel bad for Albo Racing.
Yeah.
Jenny, I feel so bad for Jenny about
Albo. It's ATV.
Yeah, ATV. So this year, instead of giving us a gift certificate, they gave us the actual wheels that we will have on. So we have the, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say wheels, tires.
Yeah.
We have the actual tires on the stage. So I'll have what they are and what they are. So they'll be on the, so there'll be no confusion and there's no trade-ins. You get what you get. If it doesn't work, you go online and sell it online.
Right.
Go to eBay, do what you can, sell it online. Don't
tires are really hard to come by.
I need them for my three-wheeler.
You can't have any of this stuff.
I'll buy them from the winner. I need a pair in the back.
Dirt Design threw in some shirts.
Is that how long that list is? I was going to say it'd be fun to bring.
We're not even halfway through the list.
I was going to say it'd be fun to bring them to KUSI and we'll just do a kind of a.
I'm going
to
throw a couple next weekend. I'm going to have a couple
no
on
way
a
you
table
can have all of them.
To show off next weekend, but the not all of them.
You'll wear me out.
Yeah, I will totally.
Well,
there's
do
a lot
the top,
of sponsors
top five.
For our.
Do the top five.
Well, United Rentals, Pacific Island Brewery, Alpha Site Logistics, and Imperial Valley, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
Right. You know what you could do, though? Your food sponsors, tell them if they want to come early and set up and make some food. You know, KUSI, I'll talk about it until 10 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, just tell them to come on down and, you know, do your pre-cook and then warm everything up and, you know, KUSI, they love it. Like when they have a Cali Comfort.
Staff can come out and get something to eat.
Oh, the whole crew does. Are you kidding?
I'll have
and they
to reach out
slobber to all over the air and tell everybody how good it is.
We got to take a quick break.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to, I almost said Gun Owners Radio.
Oh.
SDOR. Well, that's because you're in there slurping with Michael. SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you're going to refi your house? Are you going to take out a second mortgage or maybe a reverse? Well, PRMI Mortgage is who you need to talk to. Chris Wiley is the man. 619-722-1303 or just go to primeres.com. Chris is born and raised in San Diego. He's an off-roader, and he loves supporting our community, and he will get you the best deals in town. That's PRMI Mortgage, 619-722-1303. All right, so we've just been basically turned the show into the Lost Lizard, How Many Gifts Can You Handle show, and my goodness.
Boyer came to our last, you know, we had a meeting last Tuesday at Black Bear Diner, and I can't believe how many people came that want to help put on the event.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't know, 20, 25 people. And Chris Boyer came, who is on the Dave Shelley and Chainsaw Radio show on KGB FM. That's the big morning show.
Right.
And Chris is one of the on-air talent who sometimes they beat up on him. He also does the drums, right, and the snare. But you know what else is interesting about him is he archives the shows. Mm-hmm. That he's in charge of, like, making sure each show is easy to access, and when they take a vacation, they can do a best of. So he's going to be the MC of our raffle, which is really great. I've tried to do it, and it's difficult. Mm-hmm. You get this distracted. Mm-hmm. And he's done it for a number of years, and we're thrilled to have him.
Good. So if you're a Boyer fan, check him out.
I think I've been going for 11 years now, and he's been the MC every year for the last 11 years.
Sure.
That I've been going to
the... I'm sure he does a phenomenal job.
Yes, he's amazing.
It's fun. He's not a jerky guy in real life. They kind of make him out to be a funny guy on the show, but he's just a regular guy.
Likes also, off-road. SNS Off-Road Magazine, S-S-O-R-M, SSORMAG.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your off-road, whether you're looking for events, if you're looking for equipment, if you're looking for classifieds, you're looking for news, or if you just want to have some fun with the family, SNS Off-Road Magazine really does a great job online. It used to be a magazine you could get at like 7-Eleven, and it was like 6-7 pages. Now it's over 100 online, so you really, really get a good service. So go to SSORMAG.com. All right, so you want to run down that list of more product? And
is there more stuff available we're going to be raffling?
Yes, there's actually a lot more stuff.
So you want to save that?
Raffling. Yeah, we can save that for...
for next week?
Yeah, for next week we can hit them. Just know that we have five checkpoints. One of the checkpoints has a specialty item. So instead of being out and about on the route, they're going to be back at base camp. Base camp this year is going to be at the Dip or Huff Flats, as it's known. So you do not go 6 miles down Wheeler. You don't go down Wheeler unless you want to go camp down Wheeler.
Shaking
that's
your
on
gear
you.
Apart down Wheeler Road.
Washboard
Wheeler.
Washboard Wheeler Road.
So are all our checkpoints? Are all the checkpoints sold?
Well, the
staff,
this, yes, we have five checkpoints, but one checkpoint, I mean, technically we could use another one because the game that they're bringing, it's just going to be more, it's going to be better to have it at base camp. I don't know if I want to announce
well,
it
I'm
on
only,
here, but
I'm only saying
huge,
this. So if there's
big.
Anybody listening
it's
that owns
awesome.
A business that would like to sponsor a checkpoint.
Yes. The only bad thing about it is they wouldn't make the shirt. So they wouldn't be on the event shirt for this season. But it is still an opportunity. It's a great opportunity. We have 3,000 to 4,000 people attending the event. So it's an awesome opportunity to get your business in front of people who actually go out and go off-road. We could potentially still have you go out and be a checkpoint. You need 4 to 6 people. You have somebody that's going to be doing the actual poker hand, so pulling the game cards and writing it down on each person's poker hand. And then you need people actually doing the game and setting up a big, you know, awesome checkpoint. Mm-hmm. So usually music, you want to be interactive, you want to be loud and proud and make it fun for the people that are at the event.
Have you ever worked a checkpoint, Audrey?
Yeah, we won checkpoint. 2 years in a row, we won best checkpoint.
For which event?
Lost Lizard.
For Lost Lizard, you did?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. He must not have been there.
Well, it was back at the 10th annual when Justin and Rob were putting it on. And then we won the 8th and the 9th. Or the 9th and the 10th. I forget. But we won 2 years in a row.
How cool.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, it's a ton of fun. You get to meet a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You explore the desert. You have a good time. It's a family fun event.
Aren't the flowers blooming right now?
No.
Somebody sent me a picture with a whole lot of flowers out at Borrego.
Some are. We've had some decent rain this last, so it's
already
started.
That big dumping they had a few weeks back?
Yeah.
You'll get a little bloom from
it's racing. It rained last night. Did it rain in your neck of the woods?
Yes.
It poured.
It poured in Lakeside last night. It was
I'm not complaining.
No.
All right. So... Lost Lizard, tickets are still available at site.
On site, yeah.
The
day of the
event. How much is it going to cost to get involved?
You know, somebody asked me that too. I think it's $45 on site.
Is it 40 or 45?
I think
it was 35, and then I think it's 40.
45 on site.
Okay.
I think it's 45.
I forget.
Well, here's the deal. If you mention SDORC Dirt Radio and it's 45, you say, no, 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 no. They said it was 40. We'll give it to you for 40.
I'll give it to you for 40.
You just got to mention.
You heard it on radio.
Stoven said on radio that I only have to pay 40, and then Ed will make up the difference.
We better make sure Diane and Jeff and Lauren.
You better let them know. Because it's edstoven.com for any complaints.
I didn't know you have your own website.
We're giving you more just for complaints.
Put it together.
Facebook and Instagram for sure.
Trashing big time.
So this weekend was one of the biggest weekends for racing. There was like four or five different races this weekend. The Laughlin race was this weekend. And Friday night, they did the Laughlin jump, the huck. So all the trucks come out, all the big guys come out. You get like BJ Baldwin. You had Blake Wilkie was out. Several of them went out there and threw their vehicles as far as they could.
So they set up, they have one jump and they all jump off.
They all jump
where they land.
And it's a competition to see who can go the
farthest.
Oh my God. It is absolutely amazing. So you should totally look up Best in the Desert. You should look up the Laughlin. Oh, they're everywhere right now. You should go to Instagram or Facebook. You should look up Best in the Desert. And you need to look up the Laughlin race that just happened yesterday. It's happening today too. They're racing today too. They've got everybody out there, the 4400s, 4800s, 1600s, all the modifieds, everything's going and running and racing this weekend. But the jump test was awesome to watch on Friday night. Yeah. I so wish I could be there. I hate being broken.
Okay. You're broke. You just have a Band-Aid across your forehead. You just got to chill.
You'll get better.
Maybe. If you behave yourself.
I'm trying.
I don't think you're doing a good job. I see chocolate dripping out of your corner of your mouth.
Can't deny chocolate.
Oh, it's not. Ooh, icky poo, icky poo.
That's doubly hard, trying to lose weight and trying to recover from an injury.
And trying to decide if that's chocolate or not. That's the hard part.
It's coffee.
Oh, is that coffee?
It was coffee.
I don't look like coffee I ever drank.
No, I'm a coffee.
So I guess you just can't go play for a while.
No, the season's out for me. I'm super bummed.
But it's not the end of the world. You got so much on your plate anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, this will just focus.
I like to take her riding every now and then. Put her on a three-wheeler or that little motorcycle.
She could drive down
I-8.
Well, I'd like to. Every year we go out somewhere and go riding.
So come on, you got to be supportive. You can't be a butthead.
Oh, I'm super glad.
Gotta be supportive. She can't do.
When she's ready to go, I will take her out
in
again.
A year.
Yeah.
A week, a year, a month, whatever. When you're ready, I'm ready.
Well, you're not ready till the doctor says you're ready.
No.
You have to kind of play like you're a sports figure.
Yes.
You know, it's like you have a concussion.
Yeah.
And you can't come back until they say you're clean to come back.
I know. I've been listening.
Well, you know, the only problem you have is me. Because I will be on your butt like peanut butter on a sandwich.
I know.
Because I care about you and I don't want you. All you have to do, because right now you're so vulnerable to doing more damage than what you already have. You are so vulnerable. All you got to do, even slip and fall in the driveway or you know.
And that's part of my issue is right now is I'm just randomly like my leg just randomly gives out.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
I have
no right leg. I'm walking. I'm having a conversation. I just randomly fall.
Bloop.
Yeah. It's been bad.
I know. Ooh. How about we get you a walker?
So I have my
and a wig.
I have my cane.
Oh, you have a cane?
I have my cane. My grandpa custom carved and painted me a cane. So,
did he really? He knew you knew this was coming.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, it runs in the family. I have a sneaky feeling.
I've been
hurt
so many times. I've got a custom cane, which my grandpa makes amazing. It's got an eagle
shirt?
Head painted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then it's got the dice down it, and then it's got a poker card, because our family loves game. Our family is all about playing.
By the way, have you ever seen her birth certificate? It says Audrey Crash Clyde Cup Mason.
You know, I got her a special T-shirt a couple years ago. She had fallen off some stairs, I think. And it's a picture of a staircase
house.
With a stick figure upside down. It says, I do my own stunts.
Yeah, that's well, there's no doubt at all. Yeah, but she does her own stunts when she doesn't even know she's going to do her own stunt. Yeah.
At least wait for the
you
camera to go on.
You are kind of a stunt. Now that I think about it. I am a stunt and proud of it. There's a T-shirt.
Yeah. I do my own stunts.
And you always crack me up, too, is after you've done it, you come hobbling in here. I'm not doing that again. And then
Krista,
you do it again.
One of our SDORC members, Krista, she makes shirts and stuff. Krista's vinyl. She made me and Nicole custom shirts. I wanted them for me. And so she made my sweater and zipped it up in the back of it. San Diego Off-Road Coalition, Access for All for Protecting Your Right to Off-Road. And then in the center of it, but did you die?
Your people know you better than you think. Better than you think. But no, seriously, we're going to take a quick break. And if you haven't heard about or even decided on Lost Lizard Run, it's only a one-day event. It's going to be the most fun you've ever had.
Saturday,
November 5th. Be there or be square. There's tons of raffle prizes. Do they have to? Well, they buy the raffle prizes.
Yeah, you buy the raffle tickets on site the day.
And you're
of,
having buckets.
You can
we'll
win
have
tickets.
Bucket prizes. So
if you only want tires, you can put your $3,000 worth of tickets in one bucket.
Yes. Exactly.
Chance, yeah.
You get what you want instead of getting a side by side prize when
your
you've got
knuckles.
A Toyota.
That's going to be the other thing that's going to go down.
Judge me. I am judging. Judging Ms. Juggerson.
I'm going Juggerson. To be the. I'm the judge.
You are.
I am the judge, and you'll appreciate it later on. Man, that hurt my fingers. All right, we're going to take a quick break because you're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Napier.
Yeah.
You want to do this or you want me to?
No, it's Napier.
No, well, in that case,
not
you do
Napier.
It. No, I'm going to do the ox. You do this one.
Okay, Napier Outdoors Camping Adventure Tents. Who is Napier Outdoors? Napier is the world's largest developer and distributor of vehicle camping tents. Since 1990, Napier has been changing the way people view camping and reshaping and merging the automotive and outdoor industries together. Napier was the first to revolutionize the camping industry with innovative and exciting vehicle camping tents. We are a trusted partner with automotive manufacturers and outdoor retailers across North America, Europe, and Australia. Our current OEM partners include General Motors, Ford, Nissan, Honda, and Mopar. So they've got the custom truck tents and Jeep tents. We'll have both of them to display at
Honda,
the Lost Lizard.
Honda?
Hyundai? Honda.
Honda.
Not Hyundai. Honda.
No, you went Honda.
Honda.
Honda. Who's Honda?
Honda.
Hey, and the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. They're bringing back the true butcher shops that have been and gone. I haven't had a chance to swing in, but I did drive by it. They got a massive barbecue out front, and Audrey ate one of their sandwiches.
Oh, the Philly cheesesteak was so good.
Was it really?
I had roast beef last week. It was
and he
delicious
had roast beef.
With the horseradish mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Well,
it's in North Park,
I love horseradish.
Right, and in La Costa, right off El Cajon Boulevard, if you know. Owner and operated by the Trust Restaurant Group. The Wise Ox is not only your classic meat shop, it's a deli, wine shop, and pantry, too. It's all the parts and pieces that make up the award-winning restaurant group. Available for you to enjoy at home, it's a shop that highlights premium beef, heritage pork, and free-range chickens, all painstakingly sourced by the expert chefs and butchers. The Wise Ox Deli and Butcher Shop in North Park and La Costa. Check these guys out, and let us know what you think. All right.
I will say there's another ad that you didn't get to, the mag. But that's...
No, we did it.
We covered it.
Oh, we did. Oh, okay.
We did it. I was sleeping.
Excuse me. You just need to be on air. Honey.
I know, right?
You got to get your
We heard you last time.
He loved it. He's the best board.
He was on the show like at, I don't know, 5 or 6.
Yeah, I was doing a segment about... What was it? Oh, the Supreme Justices in the state and all that.
Did a show all by yourself?
No. I joined in you guys' conversation when you guys told me to stop talking and just.
Do we ever pay any attention to
him? I do.
All right. Well, we need to go to the Y. You know what we need to do? Go to the ooh, I can do it in Yak Radio. We'll go to the Wise Ox. I'll order a bunch of food, and you and I can.
Will we do a food review?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
You can eat it while you're on the air.
Oh, that sounds like great radio.
But see, the peanut butter and jelly gets stuck in your teeth. You really sound terrible. All right, so you want to talk about some boring stuff.
Some boring stuff. So Red Rock State Park.
Where is it?
It's about 25,000 acres. It's between Bakersfield and Randsburg. So it's sort of at the base of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. It's right along Highway 14. So Highway 14, you can take it like you're north of Los Angeles. It breaks off of Highway 5 and it heads northeast.
Like if you want to go to Lancaster.
Yeah, so you go past Lancaster, and you're out in the desert, and the park goes on either side of Highway 14. It's one of those iconic, beautiful parks. There's a lot of Hollywood filming. The cowboy movies are in there. They have the tall, colored, rocky hills, mountains, and gullies and stuff. So they're making a new general plan out there. So every state park has a general plan. And when you have a park that you care about and they're making a new general plan, you may want to get involved to make sure that your interests are represented. So Red Rock has a lot of off-road trails, and so we're interested in it. There's problems. There's a place that we wanted to keep open that they've closed called Nightmare Gulch. It was a trail. You can still walk through it. Not all year. You can walk through it, but not from February to July. The raptors are nesting and it disturbs them.
The raptors?
Yeah, like raptors like eagles.
A dinosaur?
No, that's like birds with talons. Birds that hunt are raptors.
I've never heard that one before.
That's like a group of birds. And they like those high rocky places where they can have a nest that's not bothered by anybody. So they're building a general plan, and so I pulled this sentence out of the plan. So what they're doing right now is they've formed a draft of what they want to do, and they've put it out to the general public for comments. And so this is the time you can tell them stuff. So this sentence came right out of it. Vehicle recreation for the technical challenge and sport of driving in rough terrain is an inappropriate use in the park. You guys get that?
Mm-hmm.
That is technical challenge and sport driving is an inappropriate use of the park. Another thing they said, dogs are not allowed on trails.
What in the world? You're in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, and this is what the park is for.
So
it's
these things
an off-road park.
These things annoy me, and I will be making comments around them.
And why are the dogs not allowed on the trail? Why are they all of a sudden not allowing dogs on the trail? What is this about now?
We're going to have to look into the plan. Because it just said dogs are not allowed on the trails. They're allowed in the parking area, but they're not allowed on the trail. And like Audrey and I are dog lovers.
My dog
and as well as
everywhere.
Dave, maybe more than, I don't know how many dogs he has at his house. Mine varies from
He's
one to
like
four.
He's got like 25.
I borrow dogs from friends. They drop them off. So that's just weird.
Coming to your house tomorrow.
Bring the bus. So that's weird. They said that there's about 22,000 visitors per year. I don't know, maybe. And the park has about 25,000 acres. They also say the purpose of Red Rock State Park is to preserve and protect the extraordinary high desert landscape, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to talk about it. In comments, we're going to write official comments. So Bob Hamm, who's a friend of mine, he's one of the old school advocates. He wrote a little thing, and he said, these state park designations come with significant limitations. I always laugh at their definition of vehicle recreation versus driving for normal ingress and egress on a rough road. I've always advised if you see a ranger while driving in a state park on one of their designated routes, you do not smile. And if you're stopped by the ranger, you immediately start complaining that the dirt road is too rough and that they should fix it. My interpretation of the definition distinguishes vehicle recreation from normal ingress and egress, whether you're doing it for the enjoyment of the ride, not legal, or to get to a specific point, legal. Don't look like you are enjoying the rough road, and if you are ingressing or egressing, so therefore you are legal. These are the nonsense rules that we are left with when the rules were made by the folks who drive their Subaru all-wheel drives on the same roads that you drive your Jeep or with oversized tires. But if you seem to be enjoying it too much, then you are in the wrong. That is really, it is just weird. Depending on how much you're enjoying it is whether you're legal or illegal. So this is a beautiful park. It's way up in the high desert. And from 1973 to 1982, it was a state recreation area. And Bob said that he had worked on getting that designation because when it's a state recreation area, you can have off-road vehicles in it. You can have like green sticker motorcycles, dune buggies, etc. And then they had a big to-do about it and they decided to turn it into a state park. And that changed its designation from being allowed to have off-road vehicles in there to having only street legal vehicles in there. And that's how it's been since they finished the last plan in 1982. So it's been 40 years since they got a new plan. And that's actually twice as long as it's supposed to be. The plan's supposed to last about 20 years. But a management plan, a general plan, is kind of like a cookbook. It tells how the area should be managed. And it doesn't micromanage, but it gives sort of broad painting ideas on how it should be managed. And if you look at the draft plan, it's over 200 pages. You go, well, that's pretty intricate. So this park, it's managed a lot like Anzabrego Desert State Park. That is, you have to be on a street legal vehicle on designated routes. And I don't like it. I wish there was a way we could get off-road vehicles in there. And I would love it if we could drive around in there for the technical challenge of sport driving in rough terrain. But
it says off-highway vehicle recreation use is allowed with green stickers only. So if it's a street legal or a green sticker, it is allowed.
All right. Hey, great show, guys. Folks, don't forget to join STORC. And help keep the deserts open. Lost Lizard Run on November 5th. Be there, be square. Don't touch that dial if you want to find out more about the elections. I did a great interview with Carl DeMaio, and I see Michael Schwartz over in the corner. I may have him come in and talk about the San Diego County Gun Owners website and their voter guide.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.